All right, 8:23, and let's cross to the Clarion, theclarionproject.org. You can go and check out their website. We speak to the editor, Meira Swirsky. Good morning, Meira. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Very good. Meira, interesting things happening in Iran. Tell us.
Oh, crazy things happening in Iran. Well, we know we had a whole big protest movement. I just read something so fascinating about it, and I thought maybe your readers might be, your listeners might be interested in it. There was a poll just recently done by the University of Maryland. They have an institute for polling that I checked out, and it seemed quite legitimate. And they said that they polled 1,000 Iranians, and interestingly enough, not just in the Persian language, in Farsi, they polled in all the different languages of the ethnic groups there, which there are a lot of them. And they came out with some very interesting things. They said that over 60% still supported Hezbollah. That to me was shocking. And I got to thinking about it and thinking about the results of the other part of this poll. And I'm wondering, like, in a totalitarian society, if the people who are willing to answer these kind of questions are more pro-regime. And then it seemed that a large majority did not want a regime change. A large majority supported the Iranian adventure in Syria and things like that. So, but it is disconcerting because we always hear that the Iranian people are not for the government. So you have to wonder.
Okay, so just explain this to me, Meira. My understanding of Hezbollah is it is the militaristic terrorist, also government forces from Lebanon. So how does that relate to Iran?
Oh, it's not, actually. Hezbollah is a terror group. It's completely and fully funded by Iran. They are basically Iran's lackeys. And by the way, Iran has a lot of these Hezbollah-like terror groups all around the Middle East, and they have their tentacles everywhere. Hezbollah has tentacles for sure in South Africa. They have in South America, in North America, in Europe. In fact, the Europeans can't even bring themselves to declare that the entire aspect of Hezbollah, not just the political aspect, is a terrorist organization after, and there's so much proof of this. The United States just recently sanctioned the Iranian-backed terror groups that are now operating in the West Bank and in Gaza that are basically Hezbollah's counterparts. And the problem is that Hezbollah has pretty much control over the Lebanese government. So that's a little bit of an overview for your listeners about Hezbollah.
What does this mean in the bigger picture? In the greater scheme of things, what does this actually mean?
In terms of Hezbollah or in terms of the Iranian people?
In terms of the relationship between Hezbollah and Iran.
Well, it means that if the sanctions work with Iran, that there'll be a whole lot less money going to Hezbollah. Also, we had a very interesting development. There was a huge expose by a media outlet called Politico, which exposed how when the Obama administration was trying to negotiate the nuclear deal, they decided to kind of push aside an entire investigation by the U.S. government, the Drug Administration, into all the drug running by Hezbollah. Now, Hezbollah, the other way that they fund their activities is through running drugs. And a huge amount of the drugs that come into America and into Europe are from Hezbollah. So any time that we can cut down the amount of money that Iran has at its disposal, there will be less terrorism in the world. That is a given.
Yeah. It's interesting the role that South Africa plays in this. You know, while the rest of the world is talking about sanctions against Iran, South Africa is freely doing trade with Iran. And as you say, there are tentacles of Hezbollah here.
Right. And it's not just South Africa. It's all of the Europeans, too. Everybody was, like, frothing at the mouth when the nuclear deal went through to get into the Iranian economy. There's billions and billions of dollars and euros and rands to be made from Iran. and their economy, which has basically been starved from the sanctions all these years. They have a lot of oil. They have a lot of gas. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, interesting.
And we just opened up, you know, billions of dollars to them, and Iran is the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. Indeed. And it gets everywhere.
Yeah, and remember, you know, every time I hear the word Iran and sanctions in the same sentence, I hear Barack Obama's voice telling us about snapback sanctions. Do you remember the snapback sanctions?
I certainly remember the snapback sanctions, and that is an entire farce. And besides the fact that the snapback sanctions have to have the okay by the Europeans, if you look at the Iran nuclear agreement, and nobody's going to give them the okay. Their fingers are in the cookie jar way too deep to pull out of Iran right now.
Yeah. Mayra, that's where we leave it today. Thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you next week.
My pleasure.
We are speaking next week, correct?
I'm not sure. Not sure if David's back or if we'll be speaking.
All right. Well, it's lovely speaking to you all the same. Thanks, Mayra.
Okay,
have a wonderful day.
My pleasure.
God bless. Bye-bye. That's Mayra Sversky. She is the editor at the Clarion Project. Go and check out their website, clarionproject.org. They monitor Islamic fundamentalism globally.